Okay, we haven't finished Siman Aleph yet. And I found something that I didn't see the first time here in one of the farshim that really puts all that we argued about into perspective. So let's first finish Aleph and then we'll start again. Kol ish mi Yisrael tzori shiyamin v'yeda shiyesham motzi rishon karbon v'nitzchi v'hu shehimtzi umamtzi kol ma shenimtzi v'nitzios v'hu eloka baruch hu. Okay. So we explained the double yamin v'yeda, that one is to believe through Mesorah, that I accept it because I've been told that's the tradition that we receive from Har Sinai. And the Yeda is to investigate on your own with all kinds of intellectual proofs and natural proofs and so on. So we'll see in 1 second that may not be the case. Okay. That what do you have to believe and know? That there is an existence that existed before everything else, will exist after everything else is eternal, and that existence brought into being and continues to bring into being everything that exists. And he is Eloka, that is what we call God. Some say here Eloka is not necessarily that word specifically, because Eloka means the power of all powers, but it means what we call God. That's what we call God, Eloka. One point here, Shehimtzi Umamtzi. So the Farshim explained that the Rabbanu Shlom is different than someone who builds a house. When you build the house, you don't create all of the building materials. You take materials that exist and you build the house. In addition, the house now exists separate from the person who built it. The person drops dead, the house still stands. Mashain came by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He brought into being everything, meaning not only did he bring it to be into being with things that existed, he created everything that is included in it. All of the materials that went into building it, he created. And Mamtzi, he continues to create it, meaning that it exists only because he continues to want it to exist. And if he would, in a second, not want it to exist, it would cease to exist. It can't exist on its own. It exists because the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants it to continue it to exist. And that's what it says, La'osei Orim Gedolim, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is constantly recreating the world. That doesn't mean that every second the world stops and starts again. It means that the continuation of the world is with the same desire the Rabbanu Shel Olam had to create it to begin with. That desire continues on every second. And every second is a separate creation, because if the Rabbanu Shel Olam would not want it to exist, it would cease to exist. So it only exists because he continually wants it to continue to exist. Okay. Now, I found it's rather lengthy, but instead of quoting to you in my understanding, I'll read it to you. And he quotes this both from Rav Moshe Shapiro and Rav Shlomo Volba. Okay, and this pretty much puts into perspective a lot of the things that we said.
What sefer is it?
The sefer is called Eish Lassos, Perush Eish Lassos. B'derech klal regilin lahavin emuna kidvarim shehim mu'umasim etzel ha'adam. We normally understand emuna to be something that I hold to be true. V'zeh b'perush melnacho. It's not true. That's not what emuna is. Ha'emes v'emuna in shnei dvarim shonim. Emes and emuna are two separate things. V'tov zeh novas me'ha'uvda shedavar sh'ha'adam ma'min bo Hofech lios me'umas etzla. Something a person believes in becomes true to him. So in the end, what you believe is what is true to you, but they're not the same thing. What is true to you is not emuna. Avalakorach shekoveya amisus hu lo oso korach shel emuna. What determines what is true and what determines emuna are two separate things. Umeyusar lomer shemamin hu lo pesi sheni odeh lifto. Emuna is not blind faith where you don't know how to back it up. Emunah brings a person to the same place that his intellect can bring him, but it comes from a different path. El tfisas ebes meleya, what a person's seichel can bring him to determine what is true, emunah can bring you to the same goal to determine what is true, but it comes from a different source. It's an emes that the seichel can't bring you to that same emes. Emunah can bring you to a truth which is beyond what your intellect can bring you. The gambezem mitzuyah ma'od atos lachshov shebedover yodua lo shayach emunah. Then people think that something that you know doesn't apply emunah. No, even what you know, emunah can be. This idea that something that you know for sure doesn't depend on emunah is brought out by the following story, but he says that that's not true. The Kutzker Rebbe once asked his Talmidim on Sukkot, in the Sukkah, do you believe that the Ushbizin are here with us in the Sukkah? So they said yes. He says, I don't believe. So they looked at him. He said, I see them. I know they're here. I don't have to believe it. You don't see them, so you believe they're here. But what he's saying here is that so knowing and seeing something can still involve emunah. Ach klal zeh nekot biyodcho. Emunah hi lo lemato miyaseichel ela lemale mimenu. Emunah is not something beneath intellect, it's beyond intellect. Let's see one second what that means. Most of the time a person comes to what he considers true through his intellect. Either it's something obvious, right, intellectually obvious, so you don't have to make any kinds of investigations, it's obvious that it's true. Or it's built on investigation with all kinds of proofs or whatever, that a person, after he brings all those proofs and investigates all that has to be investigated, comes to the conclusion that this is true. That is not the way to come to emunah, by proofs, by all kinds of intellectual means. That is not emunah. Haynu shenachkor v'nesof hochochos ha-metzius Hashem ad shadover yeh me'umos etzleinu. To bring all kinds of proofs to God's existence until it becomes something that is true to you, that's not emunah. Mipnei sheyesh mezeh shtei griyosos shows us shadover zeh lo amiti. There's two shortcomings that can't make that 100% true. Why? Ein hochacha kazos, what I told you. There is no proof that there's a God. V'lo shayach shetiyah, and it's impossible there should be a 100% proof. Kim hoysa kazos hochacha, v'afilu lo hoysa nitenes la'asoga, el yadei amufra shebisacholim. If there would be such an empirical proof, even if it be something that only rare individuals would be able to understand, exactly what I told you, there wouldn't be any free choice. So in this he agrees with me, that's why I agreed to read it to you. That's the first thing. Okay. Second reason why that can't be, Ze lo nikra emuna klal, because that's not emuna. Proving something intellectually is not emuna. One second, we'll see what is emuna. Ella emuna hi yachas v'kesher bein adam l'boro. Emuna is a relationship between a person and God. That is emuna. Eitzel ha'adam ha'maimin ha'kodesh baruch hu lo mashu. By a person who believes in God, God is not something. Hu mishu, he's someone. Anachnu ponim elav, we turn to him. Omrim lo atah, we call him you. Ponim el ponim, v'hu oneh lanu, and he answers us. Anachnu chayim ito, we live with God. That is emuna. Emuna is establishing a relationship with God. One second, it'll go much deeper than that. Lo yedias amitus, not knowing that he exists, that he's true. Eliyachas chayim hove shumukar lanu. But a feeling that there is a God, that I have a connection to, and he has a connection to me. Like a person knows his spouse or his parents. It's not something that you know intellectually. It's something that you feel. We'll see in one second what that means. How do you reach such a thing? You don't reach it intellectually, then how do you reach it? Ma'i avodas ha'emuna. Ha'emuna yotzeis mitok pnimius ha'adam atzma. Emuna comes from the very recesses of a person's neshama. Es ha'kodesh baruch hu yimtza ha'adam b'soch atzma. God is found within the person himself. And recognizing that mitzias of God within you is emuna. This is basically what we said, that everybody has an innate feeling. We'll see in one second, it's not everybody, it's only Jews. If you find God within you, then you find him everywhere. If you don't find God within you, you won't find him on the outside either. It's a very intimate relationship with Hashem. Hatfisa rishona. Now he explains what that means. The most basic understanding a person has, not intellectual, is that he is masig himself. He recognizes himself. He doesn't do that because he sat down one day and brought proof that he exists. The person himself, he knows it. He has a relationship with himself. He knows that he exists. He knows he's here. He doesn't need any proofs. He doesn't need any mesorah. It's an innate understanding. Hu yodea shehu nimtza. He knows that he exists. Ve'ein biyadia hazo shim ira. There's no question. He has no doubts that he exists. Okay? Lo novas mirayos v'lo tifka mikushos. Doesn't come from any kind of proof, intellectual proofs, and it won't be upset by any questions. He has questions on it. Maybe I don't exist or whatever. He still knows he exists. He lo b'tchum ha'pilpulim u'maskonus hadas achar talas sh'nevi l'shlivos ha'efech u'kedom. Doesn't come from any kind of thesis or antithesis or anything, right, that because I've ruled out all the possibilities, by possibilitation I exist. Doesn't come from any of that. Elohi amuka misaharbe. It's way deeper and beyond intellect. V'hinei b'tfisa azos asma, sheba ha'adam tofis es asma kemetzius. That innate feeling that a person has, that hasaga, what could that be in English? That knowledge, it's more than knowledge.
Grasping?
That what?
Recognition.
Cognition. That recognition that a person knows he exists, right? Hainu shulo hametzius. That he's not existence, but he knows that he exists. He nekana mokum lachso mitoch asmenu umibsori echzeloka. From that, if you feel your existence, from that you can feel the Rav Hashem's existence. How? Kana mokom litvos Hashem Yisbarach, k'moshetosin asmeinu. Just like a person recognizes grasps his own existence, from that he can grasp the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Echad mi'akinuyim shehashem yishbarach nikra lefi kneses Yisrael hu ani. One of the ways that, one of the euphemisms to describe God is me, ani. Ani v'ho oshi ano. Kasher hi'u azoke ha'yomer ani ha'yimishkabin lebore olam. He said, ani kan, he meant God, but he referred to God as me. Not that he considered himself God. It's not stam a euphemism. Elohu hatziskavin la'ani shel atzma. He meant my existence exists together with God, or because of God. Elohu ani shel hilazoket. My existence, I know I exist, and I know I exist, that God exists with me. V'amru chazal, Shakadish Baruch Hu Liban Shal Yisrael. God is the heart of the Jewish people. Sinemar, Sur Levavi Lechelki Elokim Leolam. Sur Zemakor. Sur means a foundation. The Lev Zahamakom Shiboha Adam Tofis Atasmo Kechai. The heart is the place, doesn't mean the blood beating heart. The heart is the place where a person has that grasp and recognition of his own existence. Haino mekor chiyusi v'chelki hamamin magia l'tfisa shakadosh baruch hu b'diyuk mamash kemo shetofes et atzmo. A maimin comes to the recognition that just like I grasp and recognize my own existence, ani nimtza v'hu yisborach hametzius yachad, and that existence is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the source of my existence, and I can't exist without him. So if I grasp my existence, I grasp the existence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo shayach shani etfos es atzmi biladav. It's not possible that I should feel my own existence without feeling at the same time the Ribbono Shel Olam's existence. Zos hametzius shemimena nechzavti uvetocho bichlol ani kayem. I have no existence except for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore, if I grasp my own existence, it comes along automatically in the existence of Hashem. Kshadom agiel l'sham azu chayim akadosh baruch hu. When a person comes to that realization, then he is living together with Hashem, and that's what emunah is. Tfila she amida l'fnei Hashem. What is tfila? Standing in God's presence. He avodah shebelev. Where does that emanate from? Person's heart. Meaning, the he nikreish b'torah l'daber alibi. I'm speaking to my heart. My heart is the Ribbono Shel Olam. My heart is my recognition of my metzias, and at the same time, the metzias of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The lomit du barkan are regoshos. We're not talking about emotions. Regoshos hem chitzodios alev. Emotions are in the external of the heart. But the essence of the heart is a grasp that is not emotional and not intellectual. Avodas u'emuna lislo mesilos buvulveino lahagiyat osa nekuda pnimis shisham u'emuna kvar nimses. The emuna is there, as we said. It's the hakara, the grasp, doesn't need me to create it. The Ribbono Shel Olam exists in my existence. He's there. I just have to recognize it. U'mizeh taskel shelo shayich emuna rak etzel Yehudi. Therefore, this kind of emun is only shared by a Jew. Zakodesh Baruch Hu Liba, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is the heart of every Jew, right? Libi Zakodesh Baruch Hu. He's my ani. There's a part of my neshama which kibiyachol is part of the Ribbono Shel Olam, a chelak alokam imal, which always is there. We said this is the what's it called, the idea that ritzoneinu lasos ritzonecha. There's a part of the neshama that never can be corrupted. That is part of a Jew's makeup. It's not a part of a goy's makeup. And recognizing that part of godliness, which makes my metzias, which makes my existence, which I grasp not intellectually or emotionally, but it's a fact. The same thing, same grasping of the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's part of that existence, who's the cause of that existence. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Libo Shem Aminim B'nei Aminim Emuna Hu Echad Mi'ashema Shukneses Yisrael. Emuna is one of the names of Klal Yisrael. v'shein boral ha-mahus, that's the essence of Klal Yisrael, emuna. Aval eitzel goy, emuna eina be'enes, ala osa nikitas endes anal. Ma'ashadai lo kadesh lo yavra v'nazorah. By a goy, he can never have that feeling of emuna, of that kesher with the Rabbanu Shel Olam from within. It doesn't exist. The most he can have is to not be over Avodah Zorah, not believe in something else. That's all. So he's not mitzvah to believe in God. He's only mitzvah not to be over Avodah Zorah. Mar shebezev mitzvah, mar sheike b'muna. He has no mitzvah b'muna, because emuna is a recognition of your existence together with God. That doesn't exist by a goy. A goy can come intellectually, emotionally, to believe that there's a God, and the Mela not to believe in something else. And that's not emuna. That's yediyah, whatever it may be. Aval kesher makodesh baruch hu ein lo, v'lo shay shiyeh lo. V'zeh shedikdik b'lshon v'siman aleph kol ish mi'Yisrael. It's another reason why the Ramchal said that this applies to Jews, even though the Chorot applies to all human beings. No. And therefore this idea that emuna is something innate in the person only applies to Jews. Not like we said before, that's the whole
maybe
world.
Maybe the Rabbi is inherent.
Right.
Tom Wasserman seems to say that it's
right. Okay. Now, Tita Lachshov Shavoda Hazos Niflesi Orechoka. Don't think this is a very difficult thing to grasp this feeling. Adarabba, who dover TV and so Yehudi. It's natural. It's a natural feeling. The Ficho, the Vodcha, the Soso. Elashibaorech Hagolus. This is something that used to be clear and understood automatically, but through all the galus and hester upon him, it became clouded. And emun has become all kinds of proofs and all kinds of mesoros or whatever. All that is not what real emun is. That is all included in yediyah, but that's not emun. Emun is that innate, not inherent, innate feeling of my grasping my existence, and that existence is because of God. It's a innate feeling. It's something that's intrinsic to the person. Yeah. Except it can be clouded and muddled by outside bilbuli. Yeah.
Every Jew, Moshe Rabbeinu, Navi, is going to have a mitzvah, a munah, even the ones that don't count the mitzvah in the mitzvahs.
Right. That's what we said when we explained by Rabbi Hanan, basically. But he takes it that it's inherent because of Das. If you look at the world, you'll come to that, but that's all yediya. What he's saying is, that's not, that may be inherent by a goy too. Right? This, if you look at the world objectively, you'll come to, but that's not emuna. That is what's it called, yediya sashem. Emuna is only by a Jew, and only the innate feeling that a Jew has of knowing his own existence, and that existence is coupled with the existence of the Rebbe.
What's the difference between yediyah and emunah? What is yediyah actually?
Yediyah is intellectually proving as much as you can that there's a God, or looking at nature, right? Or looking at your mesorah, right? That I was told by my parents. It's all external things that support the fact that there's a God. But Lamaisa, a Jew, has that, and it could be we got it in Har Sinai too. Could be we got it from Avram Avinu. But in Har Sinai, every single Jew felt that closeness to Hashem, and it was now part of us for all generations.
But if it's not incumbent upon the goy to have emuna, why does he have sheva mitzvahs when I
know? No, he has a mitzvah not to believe in anything else. He doesn't have a mitzvah of emunah, according to what he's saying. Emunah is something that's only shied by a Jew. He has a mitzvah to believe in a God. right? Not to believe in other powers. Because if he believes in other powers, he doesn't believe in God, basically. There's a shaila whether if he believes in God and other things, if that's also to a goy. But it's not. What it was saying is, this is not something that's external to the person. By intellect, by emotion, by mesora. Those are things that I prove my knowledge of a God. That a goy could have too. Knowledge that there's a God. Right? And could be he's not, but emuna, that doesn't apply to a goy. The innate feeling, just as much as I know I exist. It doesn't come intellectually, it doesn't come emotionally, it doesn't come from the sora. I have a sora that I exist. I know it innately. It's intrinsic to me. Same thing, there's an intrinsic knowledge of God that every Jew has. It's there.
How do you build your emuna?
I guess by being sensitive to what you have and not going after all these bilbulim.
And Katan automatically has emuna?
Cotton also has, yeah. He says Amen, right? He comes to that recognition of himself. He has that relationship. He has a Chelik and Olamah.
Automatically,
yeah. Except you can cloud it and resist it and suppress it. So the mitzvah is not to suppress it. That's a mitzvah of Emunah. Right, hold on a second. Let's just finish here. Chinik, Yonak Ezem Mishtei Imo. When in olden days, right, not too long ago, children were brought up on this. They didn't have to have questions, is there a God, isn't there a God, how do you prove it, or whatever. It was something innate. They got it with their mother's milk. The Chol Yauda Pshuta Yauda Ikri Amuna. Kishma Yodeo Somayom Adam Acher, Shemis Amit Smol Velomit Harbe Torah, Vu Ben Torah Godel. A plain, simple Jewish girl knew these things innately, which today people have to learn and become a big Talmud Chacham to know them. And today, halavai, that the people who learn should be on the same level as that simple girl that got it innately, but wasn't suppressing it and wasn't mixed up by all the other things that could suppress it. Also, tvisa barura. It's not something that people had to talk about. It was something that every Jew understood as something simple. It's self-understood. Adkan al pi mashi shamati. That's what he says. I understood from Moshe Shapiro and Rishlomo Volbo what Ilm Emunah is. So it's basically what we said with a little bit of a little bit different. Basically what Rabbi Chanan says it comes from Seichel, and he says there's nothing to do with Seichel. Mesora, Chakira, emotional is all Yediyah. That's all included in Yediyah. And Muna is what we said is the innate feeling and being objective and not suppressing it. But it's not an innate feeling that everybody has. Like Rabbi Chanan says, it's an innate feeling that exists inherently in a Jew.
How does it's one part differentiate idea and emotions? And
because the other things you have to come to from a process. This is no process. It's there.
But let's say you don't know how you came to that. In other words, how does somebody know the feeling?
No, it could be that after all the idea, right, that you'll uncover that emuna that you had to begin with. Because bisman hazeh, right, people don't feel that emuna because they have so many things that suppress it.
But how do you know it's not an emotion?
It could be.
I mean, because when you talk about it, so you know, a person talks about emuna and they feel like tears coming to their eyes. So that's a neshama talking. That's the inherent feeling, but it's an emotion.
I'm saying it depends how real and sure it is. As long as it depends on intellect, even emotion, even mesora, there's still a place that it's not 100%. Like you said, it can't be 100%. Because if it would be 100%, then it would be no bechira. Right?
It's not a good translation.
What?
No. It's not a good translation.
No. And Muna, he says, means a relationship with God. And that relationship is innate to a Jew, and all you have to do is recognize it, right? As much as you grasp your own existence, you grasp the existence that the Rabbanu Shalom exists with you. You can suppress it, you can be clouded, or it could be that all the other things will bring you back to that emunah, because it'll take away all the things that suppress and divert your attention from that innate fact that exists within you.
So what is faith? What is faith? A person with a goy, I mean, you can't say
he can have, he can believe in a God, he can have faith in a God, he can trust a God, but he never has that innate relationship with God that a Jew has. That's all. He can do it, it's all to a certain degree external. But by a Jew, it's innately, intrinsically, an intrinsic internal relationship with Hashem.
What about a convert?
And recognizing that.
What about a convert?
Convert gets that same.
He gets it afterwards?
Neshama.
He gets it afterwards.
So there's a chidah that seems to say that from the time that he was born, he already had that neshama, and the mitzvah is for him to recognize that, and therefore a ger sometimes is punished for delaying being megayer, because he didn't recognize it fast enough. So, but others say that a ger gets that neshama when he's megayer.
Why? Because you can suppress that
feeling.
No, but
so therefore, no. Even those times, that the mitzvah was to let yourself feel that innate feeling.
Why is it be a doctor when you're mashing also? Just look at your heart. That's what it should say.
But in order to get that looking at your heart, sometimes you need the viyadata hayom. Or others could be in a different shot. You know, the pasuk is telling you the following: how will you be the viyadata hayom? When v'ashivosa l'vavecha, it's not a second thing. That is the viyadata hayom. How will you be viyadata hayom? How will you know?
We're saying that it's not a yitiyo. We're saying that it's
no, but you, but you'll come.
This is much more than yitiyo.
Right. This precedes the yitiyo. But how do you get to that yitiyo from v'ashivosa l'vavecha?
We're saying that emunah is a higher level than yitiyo.
Yeah,
nechanami. So we don't want to get to the yitiyo. The yitiyo.
No, but there's also a mitzvah of yitiyo. So you can't prove it 100%, but if you have that innate feeling, you don't have to prove it 100%, but you can bolster that feeling you have with Yediyah.
Can you come to Emunah before you have a Yediyah?
Yeah.
So why is it
according to this, if you can relate to your heart, right? But most people need something to get to their heart.
So that pasuk is meant for people.
No, that pasuk is meant for everybody. Some people need more. Some people need less. Some people, the Yediyah follows the Vashivosa Lavecha. For some people, the Yediyah precedes the Vashivosa Lavecha. You can learn the pasuk two ways. Some people apply this way.
How do you learn the pasuk?
What?
How does the pasuk?
The Yodata Hayom, right? You'll come to Yediyah Hashem through Vashivosa Lavecha. First, you'll feel it innately, and then you'll bring all the proofs you can to what's it called, to understand it intellectually too. Right? Or, no. The Yodata Hayom, first bring all the proofs or whatever, so you will take away all the Yetzer Haras that will prevent you from Vahashivosa
L'Malecha.
What
is the Vahashivosa?
What? That means Yashiv.
Vahashivosa sounds like you're taking something that you know, something that's going to help you get.
No, Vahashivosa means
heart,
now be Mishyashiv, right? Make it something settled and clear in your heart. That's all. You can come from Yediyah to what's in your heart if you're trying to suppress it. But now I have all these proofs of Mesorah and everything, and that will help to uncover what was there to begin with. Or no, what's it called? I'll be able to bring all the proofs and everything, but after Vashivosa L'Vecha, the Yodata Hayom, because already Vashivosa L'Vecha.
Is there also the opposite can happen when Torah says Ba'avadati Esa Nefesh Ahi? Can you do that?
Did you lose that? That usually is in the next world, that you have a, you're separated from the Rebbe Shalom. Can you lose that? The Horanat, the Svarim say that that applies to everybody. Even the worst kofar, lo yidach menu nidach. Even the person that says elu chelek lo lobhaba or whatever, it doesn't mean forever. There's still a portion of a Jew that can never be separated from the Rebbe Shalom. You have to go through Gehenna and through a million different things, but in the end, that kesher remains. That's what. It's a dangerous idea, because people then can say, so it doesn't make a difference what I do in the end. I won't get any less schar than I would have gotten had the Rabbanu Shalom not given me bechira and just put me into Olam Haba. But you'll get it through a tremendous amount of yisurim or whatever. It's not going to die.
But while we work on, when we learn, when we build on an idea, when we try to do everything to strengthen Amunah, that's fighting against the Tahara that's trying to
right, exactly, to cover, to suppress what is there innately.
And what was being brought out with the thought about Yishpiza?
Oh, that the world says differently. That what you know. Right, is not emuna, but he says not true. What you know is exactly what emuna is, what you know innately. Right, what you have to come to through other external processes is not emuna. That may lead you to emuna, but it's not emuna itself. That's what he's saying. It's basically, in other words, what we said till now, and includes a lot of what everybody said. David said something similar to that, of some kind of understanding that's not dependent on, you know, remember?
Knowing in your heart.
Right, knowing in your heart, but it's knowing in your heart is, but not what you meant, but it's similar to that.
It still has to be weaker than a yediyah.
What?
The emuna has to be weaker than a yediyah, because we're saying that if I knew, and I could prove it to you with my intellect, and you don't have the hero. And if we're going to say that emuna is stronger than that.
No, you have the bechira. No, it is stronger than that, but you have the bechira to suppress it.
I could say the same thing like a bare yediyah.
No, because if it be provable, you know, there's no bechira.
But when I'm in the emuna itself, and I'm not suppressing it, at that moment, do I have bechira or not?
I have bechira to suppress it. I chose to recognize it.
How could I choose to suppress it?
No. So I chose to do it. I'm kind of mitzvah.
No, but how can I suppress it if it's so clear to me?
When you mean Shomer Shabbos, you don't have the bechira anymore to be Mechal Shabbos at that second. It doesn't take away your bechira. The next second you could decide to suppress it. The second before, you could have chosen, you could have chosen to suppress it.
Something is so clear to me.
You're fine. So now I'm the kind of mitzvah of emunah. By choosing to make it clear to you. That's all. It's not something that's clear to you automatically.
Well, that's what we said it is, though.
No, it's only clear to you automatically. It's only clear to you automatically if you don't want to suppress it.
I think he's bothered because, like it says here at the what he said at the beginning, right? Right? It can't be if something people think if it's yadua, they can't be in. He says, well, it's a lanachon. It's not that, you know, it can be yadia, I know it, and it can still be a moon. It's even more than a moon. Right, that's what he said. Ah, Klal said, "Not coming to God." Emuna, he lola matmi said, "El malami." So in other words, it's more than even yediyah. So if it's even more than yediyah. So yediyah, takes a matter of it's a kol shekain emuna, which is even greater than yediyah.
No, but this is something that you have to grasp and accept. The yediyah, if you can prove something, you proved it. So you don't have to accept it or not accept it.
If I grasp it, and even easier, I don't even have to do anything and I grasp it. It's automatically I grasp it. I have to only mess it up. But if I don't...
Right, so that's the Bechira. The Bechira is don't mess it up. That's what Rebbe Chanan says in his way. Right? The Amuna is look at things objectively and it automatically you'll believe. What's the Bechira? The Bechira is don't be subjective.
The Rebbe said that the Amuna is like being aware of it such an extent, as though I know that I'm here, just like how I don't need proof that I exist, that's what emuna is.
Right.
So there's nothing I could do against.
There is. You can suppress it. I
in such a way that.
Right.
You know,
no.
You know what I mean? Like,
but to believe that your existence.
They know here.
But to believe that your existence, right, and the Rebbe Shlomo's existence go hand in hand, that's something that you can, you can suppress.
That's what the Rebbe said, that that's what Emunah is.
No, but that, but that you can suppress. But you can suppress it. Because you can suppress it, you have bechira.
That's what it is.
The mitzvah is not to suppress it. That's all.
That's what it
should
be.
Grasp it, right.
That's what it should be. You should know that Hashem is there, like,
right.
You know, you're there. But that's
so the way not to suppress it, sometimes you need proof, sometimes you need emotions, on the Mesorah.
Why do you have bechira to suppress it? It's so clear to you.
What?
Why is it not like a yedioh?
Because it's only clear because
you suppress it still?
Because you have a yetzer hara and you have you're subjective and you don't want to feel it. No, but the yetzer hara can't go against something that you can prove intellectually.
Things that are dangerous to them, and they do it anyway. They know that smoking is dangerous. There's a lot of things that people know.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. That's not. That's makiris boro. No, that's makiris boro mechaven limrobo. I believe in God. I don't care. Right, not believing is something different. Right, it's not that I don't believe. I believe. I don't care. I know it's dangerous. I'm gonna do it anyway. But if you can prove something, 1 + 1 = 2, right? You can't not believe that that's the fact. It's a fact. Right? You may not want to accept it or whatever. That's not emunah. That's going against your emunah. I believe it. And I don't care.
If I know that if I give 100 shekels to this. Organization or whatever, I'm going to lose all my money. I could do it still. I still have the chir to do it, even though it would be a very foolish move. In other words, I can know.
You have the chir to do things against what you know, but you don't have the chir not to know it.
Okay, fine. But so why are we saying that we have yedia? I don't have the chir anymore.
What? Because you do still have the chir, but you don't have the chir in emunah. You have the chir to be a rasha. You have the chir to do bad things. But it's not an emunah. The belief is there. I can not go according to that belief. But that's not
emunah.
Right. Even yediyah, that's what he says. If you can prove emunah 100% intellectually, you can't go against the emunah. You can say, I believe, and I don't care. I'll do whatever I want. I believe that. But that's not bechira in emunah. That's bechira in maisim.
So when he said that you can't prove 100%
right,
because there would be no bechira in that case.
Right.
Why is that different than what we're saying then? In other words,
because I can't suppress a fact. I can suppress a feeling of knowing and grasping that the Rebbe Shlomo is part of my mitzvah.
I can't make a fact not be a fact.
Right.
I can't take it out of existence.
Right, so once it's a fact, that is automatically a muna. I can now say, I don't care about that fact.
Right.
That's not bechira in emunah.
No, that's not.
The emunah is there. I know the fact. Right. So now I can choose to ignore it.
So when he says you won't have bechira, you won't
in the mitzvah of emunah. Right. You have bechira and other things for sure. You won't have. There can't be a mitzvah that you don't have bechira for. It can't be a mitzvah. That's what he says. That's what he said.
Is there a mitzvah of yediyah and a mitzvah of emunah? Or
the Rambam says both.
There's both.
So we explain that Muna as Mesorah, and he's saying not like that. Mesorah, Chakira, and motion is all included in Yediyah. Emuna is something totally different than all of that.
And the mitzvah is a negative. It's
right,
not
right. Don't suppress that feeling. That's all. I think it makes it pretty clear.
Sure.
Okay. We will start with Brachos again next week and do both of them. Okay.
The Rebbe keeps saying that when the Rebbe read it from Eva, I didn't notice any time he actually said it's actually innate. The way I understood it, not for the Rebbe said that, that maybe the potential is innate. It still has to be developed. Not when an athlete presents a moon. The ability to have that grasp might be innate.
It says in the end over there, every person got it with his mother's milk, but it mattered enough to develop it. It's clear.
That's development.
Baby develops it. When the baby develops.